This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. The hashtag A11YTO conference is back, this time virtually. Starting this Wednesday, October the 20th, the three-day event will offer a series of lectures, demos, and lightning talks, all of which provide a unique and immersive experience for attendees across the country. One of the presentations will focus on accessible picture books and graphic novels and will be hosted by Joanne Pack, a writer and producer of audiobooks at the CNIB. And Joanne joins us now via Skype. Hey, Joanne, thank you for making time to be with us this morning. We're so grateful.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So, Joanne, over at AMI, we love ourselves some described video. So this event, right up our alley. What are attendees of your talk going to get to experience?
Well, I'll be talking about our approach at CNIB, and I'll be giving examples, and I'll be joined by some of the narrators and a blind author, Vivian Chong. And basically, we don't dictate how it should be done. We're just going to offer some suggestions on things to be aware of. We know that every situation is unique and writing is subjective, and we'll just give you some tips and tricks on how we do it.
Yeah, we always talk about how DV and description is a bit of an art form, and there's definitely different ways to do it with best practices. And one of the things that we're starting to notice is that more and more books are becoming available in accessible formats, but it does seem that graphic novels, comic books, picture books are maybe lagging a little bit behind. Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of publishers aren't aware that it can be done. I mean, it is labor intensive in regards to the writing aspect. And I hope to get the word out on how to approach that sort of thing. But I think it's just not knowing and thinking that perhaps, people are going to expect something like The Sandman, which we can't always attain. But there are ways to get across the images by just focusing on good writing.
Mm. You mentioned that things are a little bit labor intensive. What makes it so much more labor intensive to deal with a picture book or a graphic novel?
We have to do a lot of research. I think that's really important. We try to always get in touch with the author, if that's at all possible, just to make sure that we're presenting all the themes, the storyline exactly that the way that they want it. But in lieu of that, we have to do a lot of research to ensure that we're reaching the proper target audience using the correct sort of language as well. So going through the training process of being able to write for accessible image descriptions. I mean, that takes time. At CNIB, we've just got limited resources. So it's just myself doing all the post-production, mixing all the audio together. So that in itself takes time.
Mm. Well, let's actually give a little bit of a listen and a watcher to an example that you've provided for us. The first one is of a black and white graphic novel called Cursed Hermit by Chris Burton, which is illustrated by Alexander Forbes. Let's give this a look and a listen to the sample of the description.
The figure turns around to reveal a featureless round head.
The witch man. The witch man is coming.
Their eyes pop wide in horror. The figure's bulbous head transforms into a twisted mass of bones. A rib cage sprouts out of its neck while a curving spine slithers up towards a skull with a gaping mouth and detached jaw. The figure raises its gnarled hands and curls them inwards, strained and taut with agony, as it screeches out a wail that stretches out across the inky black of night. Pauline and Brennan dash away across the snowy clearing, sprinting in wide-eyed terror. The figure's wailing chases them over a hill as they flee.
So, Joanne, I love that really sets a bit of an ambiance there. There's so much style to it. Is there a little bit of a difference in the way that you'll actively present a graphic novel or a picture book compared to, say, a standard audiobook? Do you add a little bit of that theatrical component?
Sure, we do that in the writing. Like I said, we've got very limited resources. So in that example, we just used simple sound effects, a little bit of reverb, which is very effective. The rest is just the narration delivery, which was fantastic, and the writing. So yeah, it definitely, we approach graphic novels differently. We think of them as being very cinematic. So we use a kind of DV approach, which puts the story in the forefront. Yeah, when I do teach accessible media, and I often refer to AMI's DV best practices guide, because it's a great guide to help you put style and story in the forefront when you're writing.
We did a little fist bump there when we got a little bit of praise to our DV style guide. I'm sure that makes a lot of our folks pretty happy working around the office. Hey, so Joanne, there's another example here, and this one's actually a favorite of yours, the graphic novel Pumpkinheads by Rainbow Rowell. So can you actually do a little bit of a brief setup for us here and tell us why you like it so much?
Which one is that? Is that where they're in the cornfield dancing?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. It's a romantic moment, and it's so simple. It's just really two people. I think we captured it with the performance, the delivery, the writing, and that little bit of reverb. Again, that's all it was with the singing.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's give it a little bit of a watch and a listen here to learn a little bit more.
I'm better with customers, okay? You're better with okra.
Josiah puts a finger to his lips.
Shh.
I'm better with customers. You're better with okra.
They stand still and listen as a white ribbon of music wafts over their heads through the sapphire blue night sky. Feathery red lines, dotted with golden yellow music notes, dance around like fireflies. Inside the ribbon are the lyrics.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go.
So, Joanne, your talk is going to be taking place across this 3-day event. So, for folks who might be interested and they want to learn more, when is your talk in particular and where can they find out more?
Okay. My talk is going to be on the Friday. That's October the 22nd. I've been asked to mention that tickets are still available at lito.com. That's A11YTO.com.
Excellent. Hey, Joanne, thank you for making some time for us today. The work you do is fascinating and it's really excellent. So thank you for giving us a bit of a preview and best of luck with the talk on Friday.
Thank you so much. Take care, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.